The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. In the previous episode of Ball is Life, we talked about the specific stressors in an athlete's life that can cause the downward spiral of burnout. In this week's episode of Ball is Life, I'll be talking to you about my own personal experience with burnout and how I was able to recover. Growing up, I was expected to train hard. I never had much of a social life because my parents were insanely strict. I wasn't even allowed to do team bonding or just hang out casually without my parents there. So since I was forced to have all this free time, I was automatically expected to train 24/7. I was always told that being a woman playing basketball meant that I would have to work twice as hard because it was much harder to get recruited. This sounds very intense to someone on the outside looking in, but I loved every second of it. I would wake up at 4 a.m. to train, quickly shower to get ready for school, then have practice after school, lift weights, do cardio, go home to get my homework done, and then have another workout from 6 o'clock to as late as 10:30. I trained 7 days a week, doing that schedule every single day, and sometimes even longer on the weekends. But I fell so deeply in love with basketball that I didn't have a care in the world for absolutely anything else. But that took a harsh turn on April 19th, 2018, at 10:53 p.m., when I got a call that one of my best friends and former teammates, Gabby, had passed away due to suicide. I immediately knew I no longer wanted to play. I mean, how could I continue playing even though she loved the sport and she left this earth feeling like it wasn't enough? I ended up graduating a month later. I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I had told all the schools that recruited me that I no longer would be accepting their offers because I just couldn't find the heart to play. I couldn't step out on that court knowing that she was no longer here. I then joined a club team for an Asian League Association where I started little by little regaining the love I had for the game. If anyone here has ever played Asian League, they know it's just one big playground. No one really takes it very serious. Everyone just comes to have fun. And that's exactly why I turned to Asian League to try to restore my love. And I just knew that if I played Asian League, I would have fun and I could end on a great note. But fortunately for me, that wasn't the end for me. My coach, Eric Love, from City College of San Francisco, was a coach for another Asian League team. He watched me play for the entire season and approached me randomly after one tournament we played in San Jose and asked me what I decided to do. He knew Gabby very well because she also attended City College of San Francisco. And I explained to him that playing just wasn't something I wanted to do. Not because I hated the sport, not because I had any anger or resentment, but because I couldn't do it. I just couldn't step on the court without breaking down or lashing out. He then began to tell me that my talent shouldn't go to waste. So I agreed that I would come visit City College of San Francisco, talk to some of my teammates that I hadn't played with in a while, and see if it was something I was up to. Immediately after walking in the doors, I was sold. They cared so much about me, and they didn't even know me. They met me for about 2 minutes and decided that they needed me there, just by having a simple conversation. So, quickly, I began my freshman year at City College. I was so excited. I trained hard. I started to restore this love that I once had. I trained every second of every day. I made sure that basketball was always my number one priority. And it was. And it always has been. But, of course, with all good things, there are some bad. I began practicing for the regular season about 2 weeks into August. I ended up falling, hurting my back very badly, and it just became so hard for me to play through. Every practice, every game, I was in constant pain. I told them about the pain I was experiencing, and they would just tell me that it's all about mental toughness, that I had to push through it, that they needed me, that I was an asset to the team that they could not play without. So I played through it. I played and I played and I played as hard as I could, every practice, every game. But the pain got worse. I began crying after every practice, every game, because I couldn't even lay down. It hurt so bad. But quickly, I started to forget about it. It hurt, but I always had the mindset, you'll be all right. You're tough. You're not weak. Don't cry. And that was the attitude that was instilled in me when I was young, and I never realized it until now. So I went into my sophomore year after having an amazing freshman year. I got first year All-State, first team All-Conference. I ended up breaking the scoring record that my friend Gabby Vigil had set at 40 points, and I broke it with 45 points against Contra Costa City College. It was the best year I've ever had playing. No matter what team I was on, I never felt so good about my basketball career. Then approaching my sophomore year, I was doing great. Season was running smoothly. I never had any complaints. But in May, I was playing in a championship game for City College of San Francisco and got into a horrible, horrible mishap. I went up for a rebound and came down and everything just felt like it was spinning. I couldn't see out of my right eye and my nose felt like it was mushy. Then I get up, trainers take me off of the court, and I go to the bathroom and I look at my face. The whole right side of my face was completely swollen, black and blue. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I never have gotten injured that badly in a game before. But of course, being the player that I am and taking what I was taught, I got up off that bathroom floor and I went back out there. I tried my very best. I played my heart out. And then, of course, that didn't work out in my favor. When I went out there, I went up to shoot and I was completely blindsided on the same side that I had just injured. And everything went black. I woke up the next morning in my own bed to my teammates telling me what had happened in the game before. For me, it was a very traumatic moment because knowing how badly I got hurt and seeing how badly I looked, it traumatized me. I would walk through school and I would hear the boys' team in the gym bouncing the basketballs, and I immediately would get shaken up because I was scared that if I ever went near a basketball again, I would get hurt as severely as I did in that game. But of course, everyone around me told me, "You can't be weak. You can't be weak. You have to keep going." So that's what I did. And I ended up getting a scholarship to Dominican University of California. It was the best day of my life. I was happy. I had met all my teammates, I met my coaches, and I was ready to go. And then the training came. This was in the middle of the COVID-19 2020 pandemic, so all we had to do was train. Everything was on Zoom. We didn't have to go in person. There was no study hall, no extracurricular activities that we could participate in. So that's all we had to do was train. And that's what I did. I trained as hard as I could. But I'm not realizing that the change of pace with a 4-year compared to a 2-year would affect me. I ended up severely burning out. I couldn't get out of bed. My teammate, Ashley Massell, lived down the hall from me, and she would always have to knock on my door to remind me that it was time to go to practice. She checked in on me constantly, asking if I had went to class, and the answer was always no, because I had no cares. I didn't care if I missed class, because at the time, the only thing that was important was basketball. If I don't train, if I don't work as hard as I can, I'm going to lose my scholarship. At the end of the year, I decided that it was best that I just quit. My body was run down. My back felt worse than before. I was crying every single night from being away from home, not being able to see my family because of COVID-19. And all I had to do was train. And that's what it felt like. It felt like I was being a wuss because all my coaches asked me to do was play basketball. And I couldn't do that. So I broke down every day. I quickly called my coach and said, I can't do this anymore. I don't love this. This is hard. And he said, I understand. The entire summer goes by and I was devoted to get my mental health back where it was. I was doing light traveling. I was sightseeing, going on hikes, doing anything I could to make myself happy. And it worked. I took so much personal time. I took time to fall in love with myself the way that I fell in love with basketball. And it was the best decision I had ever made. And thankful enough, my coaches at Dominican called me and asked me how I was doing and if I would like to come back. So I did. And once again, that was the best decision of my life. Because now that I'm at Dominican University of California, I've come back with the best mental health that I could have ever asked for. Amazing teammates that I now call family. And overall, an overwhelming love for myself and for the game of basketball. So those of you out there who are listening to my story, I want you to remember, you are an athlete, but that is not everything about you. There is much more to life than playing a sport. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed my personal experience with burnout, and I hope that after listening to this, everyone out there, student athlete or not, will take my advice and love themselves a little bit more for the sake of their mental health and for the sake of living a happy life. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of Ball is Life, and I will see you next week.